We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Whoa! Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Took a drink of water and went down the wrong throat there. Anyway, hey, happy Monday, everybody. It is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour, all hour long. Well, little Oklahoma, there's some Oklahoma weather going on. How's that? 20s. Lower 20s in the panhandle, low 30s in northwest, and we're kind of in. Sorry, still going through some after effects of the wrong throat there. Water. Anyway, mid 30s to upper 40s here in west central Oklahoma, southwestern Oklahoma, 40s, 50s, right past the city, got all 60s, and just anyway, crazy weather. Typical Oklahoma stuff going on. 29 degrees at Beaver, 33 degrees at the May Ranch, 40 degrees at Fairview, 41 at Eric, 46 degrees at Hollis, 47 at Hobart. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, more of the same. Paladora Reservoir, 27 degrees, 32 at Canadian, 38 at Dozer, 42 at Wellington, and 49 at Odell. You still got time if you leave right now, unless you're on your way. Head to Sweetwater, to the McIntyre. Same to you, Sean. Anyway, McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale. Let me get my deal here. Sorry, I was out there. Anyway, the McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale is going on right now, or will be going on. And then Ludington Cattle Bull Sale, which is online, starts at 1 o'clock too. And then tomorrow, 12 o'clock lunch, Harrison Cattle Production Sale over there in Custer County will be having their sale tomorrow. So anyway, head on out to the McIntyre Red Angus. I need to correct a deal I was talking about Friday. They sent the same thing, except it's 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. But the OSU Extension drinking water, well water testing in Custer, Beckham, Roger Mills, and Warstall counties are actually from 8 to 12, not 7 a.m. to 12. Anyway, so bring your well water samples, bring your collected well samples to the screen for nitrate, total dissolved solids, pH, bacteria, and hardness for free. And it'll be going on April 12th from 8 to 12, Custer County Courthouse, Co-ops in Butler and Custer City, Wheeler Brothers and Thomas and Hydro, Equity Exchange in Weatherford, Beckham County OSU office, extension office, same thing in Washtenaw County, and same thing in Roger Mills County, all of the extension office. Anyway, pretty cool deal. I'll talk more about it later this week because it's next week on April 12th, or actually 2 weeks away. All right, what else happened? Anything cool happened your operation this weekend? We did a lot. We got a lot. My wife's home from her mission trip. She got in last night, so the dogs and I are got to behave now. Just me and the pups the last 8 days, and we had a good time. Anyway, she got home, and then let's see what else. Saturday, the guys from FOTUS High Tunnels out of Edmond, they're about 75% complete on my high tunnel at the house. I'm excited. I don't know if they'll get the plastic up today. It's a little breezy. But anyway, they did a really good job. This thing's a little bigger than what I thought it was going to be. From the outside, just looks like this. But man, when you get on the inside, if you guys ever been down to the one by Midwest Farm Supply down here in Elk City, Janie's down there. Anyway, same size. It is big. It was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. But hey, guess what? I'll just have to plant more stuff. Brian had came out and put in my three raised beds with plastic on it. And I'm going to put sweet corn in there. I decided what corn variety that I'm going to go with today. Got that ordered. Got tomatoes already started for the first round of tomato plants. I got 200 of them. And I got some people helping me with that. And I've got 100 celebrities, 100 Florida 91s. And then I ordered some Florida 1754s today. The gentleman, Tony Montgomery, I had on a few weeks ago on talking about tomato plants and stuff. So Mr. Jimmy Dunlap and I are going to experiment with the 1754s out here in western Oklahoma, see how they go. They're supposed to be really, really disease resistant. And then what else did I got? Red deuces. Got red deuces sitting in the house right now. We're going to plant them here in about a week. All my tomatoes that are going to be in the high tunnels are going to be determinants. Not non-determinants, but anyway, determinants. That way I don't have to have all these vines and stuff growing all over the high tunnel. So I'm going to keep it simple. My main goal is to try to gross around 10,000 pounds of tomatoes this year. So follow my Facebook page if you guys want some sauce or fresh tomatoes and stuff, because I honestly think I should have plenty. But I'm going to stagger my tomatoes apart about a month so they don't all come ready at one time. And then I don't know what else. We're going to put some peppers in there, and I'm sure my wife's going to want some organic stuff. I'm not going to use the word organic in my garden anymore. I don't like that word. The reason why I don't like that word is I think 90% of the organic, even though it's got the USDA approval on it, I think almost all of it can't be proved that it's totally organic that you buy in the grocery store or anywhere else. USDA does not have that many employees, okay? Sorry, I'm not buying into it. I think they're just trusting the farmer, which is fine. Most of the farmers are, all the farmers around here are trustworthy, but elsewhere and in foreign countries, I don't know. So my tomatoes and my vegetables at my place are going to be called properly raised vegetables, not organic. How about that? Anyway, so I'm excited about that. It's going on. Lots going on. Me and the dogs, we rebuilt completely. Rebuilt one side row this weekend. Got another one working. One to go, baby. We got one side row left to go and start working on that. I'm already watering some Truticale. It's dry. And there was some good showers around certain areas. I think, granted, they got 4 tenths last night. Berlin, over by Berlin Cemetery, 6 tenths. If you got any areas, other areas that you guys want to report your rain total, please do. 580-225-9697. 225-9697 if you want to redo your tunnels. But anyway, coming up later in the show, the last segment, I want to talk to you guys about sweet corn. I'm going to do it once or twice a week right now until vegetable garden season is full blown. But anyway, coming up right now, I know a lot of people's already got their onions and their potatoes planted. Anyway, I'm going to be doing tips on the garden on YouTube and on our Facebook page. Just short tips, nothing major. Stuff I've learned and stuff I've learned from listening to other gardeners. I'm not a master gardener. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I know how to grow cantaloupes and watermelons a little bit. And anyway, it's going to be fun this season. And this weather that we're having right now is foolproof. Keep that belt buckle around your pants tightened up a little bit, because it's not time to do a lot of stuff. I know we've been having beautiful weather, but the ground temperature is still in the lower 50s. And as you can see, they're having a hard freeze right now in the panhandle. So just everybody remain calm, unless you got a greenhouse or a tunnel or something that you can keep your temperature still. But anyway, if you've already got tomatoes planted, we're going to have probably a hard freeze here in western Oklahoma tonight. Go get you some protein tubs or some 5-gallon buckets or whatever you normally use and get your plants covered up tonight. You're going to need them. So anyway, hey, let's just stop right here and take Oklahoma Cattlemen's break. It'll be a couple minutes early. When we come back, we'll find out what's going on in our ag world here in the Farm Belt. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 15th. 1,365 head were sold. 4 head of steers at $496 brought $332. 9 at $544 brought $322. 10 at $590 brought $270. 16 at $684 brought $264.50. 18 at $1,008 brought $216. 9 head of heifers at $338 brought $350. 13 at $414 brought $338. 6 at $466 brought $308. 4 at $494 brought $275. 3 at $502 brought $262. 14 at $696 brought $236. 7 at $801 brought $217. Butcher cows were 73 to 135. Butcher bulls brought 130 to 164. Bred cows were 1425 to 3000. Pairs brought 1525 to 3050. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Everyone's always looking for great deals. Here's a tool-rific deal. Buy a new Hustler mower from DJ's Rental and Sales in Elk City and receive up to $600 worth of in-stock DeWalt tools. With a great deal like this, all your tool problems will be gone in one trip. You'll be able to mow the yard and take care of the wife's honey-do list. She might even dub you King of the Castle again. Hurry to DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City for this tool-rific deal. This offer is good from March 11th through April the 13th.
Come out to the little town on the prairie, Canadian, Texas, and attend the 2024 Hip Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 4th. It's going to be a power-packed beef cattle conference with some of the best speakers talking about some of the most critical issues of the beef cattle business, our markets, our climate, our genomic, ranching for profit. Also, we're going to have a great time socializing.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas, on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120 plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanine Center, 39.2 degrees, 60% humidity. The winds are out of the north at 15.7. Here's your ag weather update out here for Texas Panhandle. Lipscomb, 33. Wind chill up 20, relative humidity 68 degrees, dew points 23, winds out of the northwest at 25 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today was 39 miles an hour. How'd you guys like that wind yesterday? That was pretty cool stuff, wasn't it? Anyway, month-to-date precipitation, 0.04 inches of rain. So, four one-hundredths. Red flag minutes, zero, sub-freezing minutes today. 287 minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 54 degrees. That's your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. All right, let's move on. What happened overnight in our big ag world? Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading on worries about crops in France and on some short covering. Two-thirds of the French wheat crop was in good or excellent conditions on March 18th, down from 94% a year earlier. So two-thirds, what is that, 66%? There we go. According to the France Agrimer said in a report on Friday, that marks the lowest ratings for this time of the year since 2020, the agency said. Investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices may have bought back some contracts and closed some of their positions. Money managers have been covering shorts in corn and soybeans here in the recent weeks. Investors held a net short position or bet on lower prices. 244,186 future contracts in corn in the 7 days that ended on March 19th. That's down from 252,000 contracts a week earlier. Speculators held a net short 138,632 future contracts in soybeans last week. That's down from 146,000 a week earlier. This marks the smallest bearish position for beans since February the 20th. Still signs of weak demand are keeping a lid on prices. Wheat exporters said last week they recorded net negative sales of 109,000 metric tons to overseas buyers in a week through March 14th. That's the worst weekly sales performance since the marketing year started on June 1st, according to the USDA. Japan bought 62,000 metric tons, Mexico bought 50,000, and several other countries purchased wheat from the U.S. but were offset by cancellations of the 262,700 tons by China. So you know them guys switched over and bought some Russian wheat's what they did. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 4.25 cents to $5.59 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures added 3 pennies to $5.93.5 a bushel. Corn futures lost 1.25 cents to $4.38. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 0.25 cents to $11.92.25 a bushel. Soy meal lost $1, or actually $1.90, to $3.37.20 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.39 cents to $48.03 a pound. Cattle on feed on March 1st in the United States rose 1% year over year, and placements hit a record high last month, according to the USDA. About 11.8 million cattle and calves for slaughter for the slaughter market were on feed at the beginning of the month, the agency said in a report. Placements in February totaled 1.89 million head. That's the highest for the month since record-keeping began in 1996. Some 360,000 head weighing less than 600 pounds were placed, as were 330,000 head weighing 600 to 700, basically. See what we got here. 515,000 from 700 to 799, weight-wise, 485,000 from 800 to 899, and 150,000 weighing from 900 to 999, and 50,000 weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Marketing in February rose 3% year over year to 1.79 million head. Texas led the nation with 2.8 million on feed, followed by Nebraska at 2.55 and Kansas at 2.39. Colorado was a distant fourth at 1.01 million head on feed. Well, here's some of our weather. It's crazy. Blizzard warnings have been issued for much of west central Nebraska and parts of Kansas and South Dakota as winter weather stretches from Texas to the Canadian border, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 3 inches of snow were expected overnight, along with winds gusting up to 55 miles an hour. A winter weather advisory will remain in effect until late tonight. In southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma Panhandle, 1 to 3 inches of snow are in the forecast to fall today. Yes, you heard me right. Snow for the Panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma. In the Texas Panhandle, meanwhile, up to 2 inches of snow will fall today, and winds will gust up to 50 miles an hour. So what's that tell you? That snow ain't going to be laying on the ground where it needs to be. Anyway, so, all right. Let's see here. Let's check out some numbers of going on right now in our markets. Corn, May, 437, down 2. July is 450, down a little over 1. Soybeans for May, 1206, up 13. July is 1218, up 12. Soybean meal, May, 340.90, up 180. July is 344.30, up 120. Soybean oil, up for May, 48.71, up 107. July is 49.25, up 104. Hard red winter wheat right now is down a little over 4, almost 5 for May is at 585. July is 581, down almost 4. Cotton's in the green a little bit today. May cotton, 92.01, up 48. July cotton, 92.54, up 69. Let's see here. Where's my oil? There it is. West Texas Intermediate oil, May, 81.83, up a buck 20. And natural gas is just not good. April, 162. Wait a minute, just changed on it. 162, down 3. Looks like the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all in the red today. So is live cattle. April, 186.15, down 135. June is 181.57, down 132. August is 179.97, down a buck 52. Feeder cattle, not too bad. March, 249.75, down 20. April is 250.85, down 65. May is 252.97, down 80. And August is 262.62, down $1.92. Lean hogs are in the black today. April, 84.75, up 17. May is 91.67, up 127. And June is 101.02, up 132. I want to wish my new puppy, my Griffon, my wire hair pointing Griffon, Griff is what we call him, Beth, I want to wish her a happy birthday today. I know she's listening out there. Anyway, she's a year old today, 365 days old. Her and sister are a pair to draw to. That's my dog I got from Gary out of Bow. Catahoula, Blue Heeler, Lab, Pitbull, there's something else in there, but anyway, I wish her happy birthday. After a year, I've learned that she is a very highly intelligent dog. She loves to hunt. She's became a very good quail hunter, and she will hunt anything, which is great. She tracked a couple deer already back in hunting season. It's just a pup, and her only problem is she's a slob. She dips her head no matter what the water resource is. She dips her head down in the water. She drinks her water underwater. And she comes back out slinging water everywhere. She doesn't care. She's not an elegant lady. She's a lady, but she's not very elegant. We're spoiled with our other dog, Zoe, that passed on us here year and a half ago. Anyway, she just her tongue had barely touched the water to get a drink. She was a really clean dog. This sucker here, nah, she's a slob. Anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the mystery illness affecting some of the dairy cattle out in the panhandle of Texas and parts of New Mexico. It's kind of a weird deal. I'm glad I didn't read that story last week. They were saying that the smoke caused it, but now according to this article, they don't know what caused it. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You ever notice how you start talking about something, the next thing you know, it pops up on Facebook? Yeah, that's what they call targeted advertising. A bit spooky, huh? At Paragon Digital Advertising, we're your digital connection to advertise your business. Now, we're not going to make it where advertising follows you in weird kind of ways, but we will be able to get your business out there online. If you need a new website or an update of your website, how about social media management, email marketing, Facebook and Instagram ads, YouTube and Google advertising? We can help you get it started and manage it all for you. We just need a little bit of information about your business to get you started. All you have to do is call Nathan Brewer, Sean Wilson, Randy Britton, Kim Jordan, or Jaden McKay. Advertise your business across the web and get it on people's phones. With Paragon Communications, call 225-9696. We'll have your business in front of thousands of people in no time. Call us at Paragon Digital Advertising, 580-225-9696.
Hey, Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyards. We are having a registered Black Angus bull sale March 30th here at Hobart Stockyards. These bulls will be semen tested and ready to go, selling 20 2-year-olds and 15 3-year-olds. They are out of proven stock, low birth weight and high weaning weight. Go to our Facebook page, Hobart Stockyards, where you can see the videos of these bulls. Sale is March 30th at Hobart Stockyards. Sale starts at 12 noon and we'll see you there.
Are you going to keep driving that same old truck? You owe it to yourself to test drive a new 2024 Silverado from Cummins in Weatherford. Oh, yeah. Move over and let the big truck run. 2024s are here, and they're ready to haul, pull, and roll. All lined up and priced to move right out the door. Hurry over to Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsBPG.com. See dealer for details. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back here to the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Happy Hour. I used to call it the Happy Cap Hour. I'm just calling it the Happy Hour now. It's a lot simpler. You guys, if you're watching on Facebook, I've always got my sponsor's hat on, no matter which the date is. Okay, while I was goofing off here, let me get to the deal. I'm going to go with Lahoma today. How about that? Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. 41 degrees, feels like 33. Dew point's 33, humidity 71, the winds are out of the north, out of the west, northwest, 16 miles an hour, 24-hour rain total, 0.09 inches, 10-day rain total, 0.41 inches, 41/100ths of an inch, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 54 degrees, 10-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9, sunset at 7:48, mostly cloudy and 53 today. I don't know that you're going to get there. West wind 16 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 degrees. Cover them plants up. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 51. It's going to be still a little breezy with northwest winds 10 to 17 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 25. I get this bad feeling looking at that forecast. They're not going to get the plastic on my high tunnel here in the next few days. Anyway, I don't blame them. That's all one sheet. I didn't realize that was all one sheet. They don't put it up there in sheets. It's a cover. Anyway, it's been pretty cool watching these guys do this high tunnel. There's a lot of varieties of different high tunnels out there. Depends on the size you're going with. But I'm telling you what, this thing, this guy, you guys hear me badmouth a lot up there in Roger Mills County from Grimes. He's been calling me twice a day since they started putting up. It's a wind blew your high tunnel down yet? Has it really blowed it down? And like, shut up, man. Just leave me alone. There's no plastic on it. It can't blow it down yet. Anyway, these guys did a really good job. Everything's galvanized. There's no metal anywhere, wood or any kind of bare metal. Let me rephrase that. It's going to rust. It's solid. Both ends are cemented in. And they got it down where, and then I'm going to do some additionals. I know Oklahoma wind, additional anchoring when they get their parts done and stuff, but it's pretty cool. I can't wait to do it. My weed mat came in. So I ordered 300 feet of weed mat, 10.5 foot wide. And the reason why I done that is the high tunnel's 30 foot wide. So this will overlap a foot. It's got the lines in it. So I can put the drip tape down underneath it and everything will be nice and straight in there. I don't know, I've messed up straight lines before, but anyway, I'm gonna put a weed mat down there because you guys know I am along the river, I am in sand, and I ain't gonna lie, there's some stickers around my Ponderosa. So anyway, I'm gonna anchor those down. Everything will be good. If you guys got any idea of what you think I ought to try in there besides tomatoes and peppers, I'm listening. I thought about putting some, bending some cattle panels in there and growing some cantaloupe. But the gentleman, its son, that sold me the high tunnel out of Edmond, he has, I think, I'm probably going to lie here, fake news, 6 or 8 of these high tunnels in Edmond, right in the middle of Edmond there somewhere. Anyway, he tells me onions in high tunnels do way better than onions outside. Not that they do bad outside, but anyway, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a water system in there where all my fertilization is going to be liquid, and just every time I water, something's getting fed. I'm going to tell you that right now. Every time I water, something will be getting spoon fed to make sure all the vegetables are really cool. Anyway, I'm just excited. That's all I can tell you. I'm sure you can tell it in my voice. Anyway, mystery illness is now affecting dairy cattle in Texas, New Mexico, as industry searches for answers. Dairy farmers in the Texas Panhandle and New Mexico are grappling with quite the mystery. Something is causing milk production to nosedive, and veterinarians and state officials cannot pinpoint what it is. I'm going to stop right there. Last week, I read an article in where they thought that a lot of these dairy cattle in the Texas Panhandle, this is before New Mexico was mentioned in the article I read, they thought smoke from the big fires was one of the causes. But I think, I don't know. Anyway, not sure what they can do. In the affected cow herds, the issue impacts nearly 10% of the animals, causing reduced feed consumption and a 10 to 20% decline in milk production. A Texas dairy farmer told Farm Journal the mystery illness acts similar to flu and impacts only the older cows. Currently, the majority of the cases are being reported in Texas and New Mexico. However, the American Association of Bovine Practitioners, the AABP, there we go, the nation's largest cattle veterinary association, told Farm Journal they have some veterinary members in Kansas who also reported symptoms, but those reports are unconfirmed. It appears that the disease peaks in about 3 to 4 days and lasts 10 to 14. You guys thinking what I'm thinking? COVID. Probably not. Anyway, older dairy cattle appear to be more clinically affected with a more severely effective lactation, according to Dr. Fred Gingrich, there we go, cattle veterinarian executive director of the AABP. And although it's not consistent with every herd, it appears that it's mostly affecting animals that are in the mid to late lactation. It's pretty unusual that we have something going on in older animals and it's not in fresh cows. Gingrich said that the AABP understands that the need for urgency in finding the answers for dairy producers. We understand right now that the primary impact of the disease is economic. These herds lose about 20% of their milk production in 14 to 21 days, which is a huge economic loss, Gingrich said. I think we've always liked to look to the bright side of the situation, and we don't appear to have mortalities associated with this disease. That's not happened, which is really great. As the industry works to uncover the factors causing the disease, Gingrich says, what makes pinpointing the cause so difficult is trying to decipher what the main symptoms, the illness are various and secondary symptoms and related issues. It's not a pneumonia outbreak as far as we can see, and it's not a outbreak. I think that some of the things, those things we're seeing on farms are probably secondary to the initial agent that's causing cows to go off feed. And every dairy farmer knows that cows that don't eat is at risk to get their syndromes and other diseases. I think that's what occurring right now, he adds. Gingrich said diagnostic labs have already done several tests along with more pending samples. Right now, the test results of what we do have is called inconclusive. There's nothing conclusive, an exact diagnosis as to whether this is caused by a pathogen or a bacteria or it's a virus. So there we have it. Here's some of the things they said. The symptoms of the illness last somewhere between 10 and 14 days. Illness is undiagnosed. Clinical signs say include a sudden drop in milk production. So all kinds of bad things going on with this deal here. So I don't know what to tell them. So anyway, okra. Oh, man, I got all kinds of people texting in what I need to do. I thought about the okra, and I might do it. It's because I think it's going to be plenty hot in there. And so we'll see about that. Appreciate that. Thought about it. But I supposedly got this good friend over here by Berlin that's going to be growing the okra to give to me because we love okra at our place, and we're going to sell okra from him, though, because he's wanting to get tomatoes for me. So we're working out a deal where he grows one, I'll grow the other. Now, I am planting sweet corn on the outside in the high tunnel. Outside the high tunnel, reason being is I don't think you can get a good pollination if you don't have much wind in the high tunnel with the corn unless you do it yourself. So I planted it outside. Plus, I had Brian put in the rows of plastic out there because I wanted to divert the water in the field away from my high tunnel. That was one of the reasons I did that. And I do have the cattle panel fence up around it to keep the deer population down to minimum. In my sweet corn, I'm not real happy with deer right now, and I think people know that, and so we're gonna do that. But anyway, yeah, okra's a good deal, and I just think watermelons and cantaloupes and stuff like that will take up too much room in the high tunnel, but looking at the size I got now, I might have room, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual production education. Beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or $8 a month or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Miss Lori at 580. I don't know why I call her Miss, because she's a Mrs. Anyway, Jeremiah doesn't care. He said, you're just making her famous and keeping the heat off me. I love it. Anyway, call Lori at 580-273-5137. 580-273-5137. Tell her, or in the email, tell them that Jimmy Clark with the Day in Ag referred you, and it's not going to help you on your cost. They might actually raise it, so I don't know about that. Anyway, let's see here. What else we got going on? 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes to get to the McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale going on out at the ranch at Sweetwater. Come on. You guys head out there and get you one. There's quite a few sales still left to go. Oh, speaking of bull sales, I got this from Monty Tucker right before the show here earlier this morning. Anyway, there was a bull, and where were they at? OKC West. There was a bull that weighed 2,190 pounds, okay? Brought $1.71. That's $3,745. I don't know anything about the bull, but I'm sure this was a big bull, that's for sure. $3,745 for a slaughter bull at Selborne. That's crazy. Anyway, it's pretty good money. If you have some bulls out there right now that you don't think you're going to use or not any good, guess what? Maybe you should be getting rid of them right now, because this is a really good slaughter cow and bull market right now. Brandon and I have talked about it last month, actually 2 months, and it doesn't seem to do nothing but keep getting better daily. So anyway, all right, let's take a OCA break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about sweet corn planting, when to plant, what to plant, the whole nine yards. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. the Firestone Ag Spring into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, after months of trying, I've got the mezzanette center to come up finally at Reed. No, I'm just kidding. Here is your ag weather update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden out of Hobart, Oklahoma for Reed or Vinson. Whichever one you want. Let's go with the Reed. 49 degrees, feels like 42, dew points at 30, humidity's at 49 degrees, 49%. The wind, 18 mile an hour out of the northwest with gusts up to 27, 24 hour rain total. They got pretty good shower through there yesterday. 7 hundredths of an inch. Anyway, 10 day rain total, 6 tenths. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees. The fractional water's down. Sunsets at 7:53. 52 for a high today. Looks like get there. Northwest winds 18 to 21 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. It's going to be a little breezy tonight, about like it is now. Tomorrow, looks like the winds start calming down in southwestern Oklahoma. Partly sunny at 55 degrees for high tomorrow. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update. Got it? All right. You guys ready to talk sweet corn? I am. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the history first. No one actually can pinpoint the exact origin of sweet corn. However, we know that Native Americans preserved sweet mutations in early corn land races. Sweet corn was first listed by the U.S. Seedsman in 1821 as a very sweet vegetable. In 1853, report at the U.S. Patent Office, two varieties of sweet corn were highlighted: Mammoth Sweet and Stole Late Evergreen. The most important varieties of the early open pollinated types were the Golden Bantam, which was released in 1902. Prior to the release of the Golden Bantam, yellow corn was often thought of as an animal feed. Between the late 1920s and the 1950s, ag experimental stations developed its first fresh market hybrid sweet corn varieties. The most important hybrid to emerge during this time was the Isochief, how do you even say that, released in Iowa in 1951. It was specifically bred for processing with an emphasis on deep kernel and cut corn yield. Breeding since the 1930s have improved in sweet corn considerably, most notably from the discovery and the deployment of new genetic types. Recent releases are characterized by improvements in eating quality, tenderness, sweet flavor, and improved disease, insect, and herbicide resistance. And there you have it on that one deal. Okay, let's see here. Anybody out there got their corn already? Text in to me if you want to, 580-225-9697. What type you're doing? How's that? Okay, let's start from the first. Soil test. Oh my gosh, soil test is so important and so cheap, it's not even funny. I hear a lot of people saying, you know, I've never been able to grow tomatoes. I've never been able to do this. This gets this way. Get you a soil test, and you know you might be able to resolve your problem. Maybe your pH is too high for your tomatoes in that piece of plot that you did, but they also tell me in the same conversation that they put protein tubs out there or whatever, and they can grow them in that right next to where they can't. So it's probably more than likely a soil issue. So proper soil pH for corn is somewhere between 6 and 6.5. And fertility, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are key to getting your sweet corn off to a good start and growing well through the season. Be sure to test your soil and amend your fields as needed per recommendations for your area. Side dressing with additional nitrogen throughout the season is also recommended. If you don't have a drip system and a way to feed fertilizer through your drip system, I'm telling you, every time you water, you need to put a little bit of fertilizer on your crop, all the way up till past pollination. Keep doing it for a couple weeks past pollination. So anyway, herbicides, if you need them, most of us are planting small plots, and you want your, doesn't matter which variety you plant, you want to keep your corn into a small rectangle, square, whatever you want to call it, so it'll help pollinate each other, and you don't actually want it, if you can prevent it, from being way out in the whole weather, but don't put it behind a building where you're not going to get a south wind. Winds are dominant out of the south during the summer, so remember that. Weed control, just check with your seed provider, whoever you buy your seed from, on what you can spray your corn with if you need to. And so anyway, planting, timing is key to a successful sweet corn crop. People get a little antsy, and I've learned it. I have learned this the hard way. So anyway, I have a temperature gun. I go out there. I did yesterday. I went out there and moved the dirt away 4 inches real quick, and my temperature is 54 degrees. To plant sweet corn or any corn, matter of fact, you need to be in the 63 to the 65 degree range with it warming more and more, and also no freezes in the forecast. What'll happen if you put, if it's a really hard freeze and you put your corn in the ground and it starts to sprout and you get a hard freeze, it'll set it back. Sometimes it won't come out of it. Or if it's up in the air inch or two, or it's already sprouted. I have planted it and I got a hard freeze on it. It did come back, but man, it was slow. So instead of a 75-day corn, it turned out to be a 90-day corn. It sets it back pretty good. So just be patient, all right? Your main goal is to have your sweet corn producing by 4th of July. That's your main goal. We field a lot of questions on how to get 4th of July sweet corn. However, many variables contribute to the maturity date, such as soil temperature, moisture, growing degrees. Read the scheduling, your sweet corn plantings, and all this other. So what are the risks in planting too early? Planting early comes with increased risks, such as poor stand because of cold, wet soil, weed problems due to delayed canopy cover, and frost injury. We encourage growers to have soil thermometer to help determine when to plant. Most corn will not sprout if the soil temperature is below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. By the time the soil is warmed up to 60 to 65 degrees, germination is prompt, and the seedling will emerge within 7 to 10 days. So I recommend sometime in the first couple weeks of April. I've learned my lesson on that 50-degree deal. Put the seed in there and hope it warms up. Just wait till the temperature gets 60 degrees. Ground temperature gets 60 degrees. All right. So moving on, plant depth and spacing. The general rule of thumb is to plant seeds at the depth that is 2.5 times the thickness of the seed. For example, if you have a kernel of sweet corn and it is 1/2 inch long, well, you need to be 1.25 inches deep. So anyway, the rows, you need to be in 30-inch rows minimum. Now, I've got plastic and raised beds, and I'm going 2 rows in 24 inches, like 12 inches apart, because I got the drip tape in between, and I'm going to make my seed 6 inches. I'm going to try to plant in 100 feet, 100 to 125 seeds per row in that 100 feet. Does that make sense? So at least on 6-inch centers, but it takes a lot of water and a lot of fertilization for you to do that. All right, so keep that in mind. Rows 7 to 8 inches in row spacing, roughly the width of your boot plus 2 inches. You will give seeding rates of roughly 25,000 seeds per acre. If you're going to do an acre, you need 25,000 seeds. That's all I can do you. So anyway, keep an eye on you. You know what you can also do? We're about to run out of time here. once your corn comes up and gets about, let's say, knee high to waist high, send off a leaf sample through OSU or your choice where you want to send it off. Send it off. They'll send you they'll send it back to you and see what inefficiencies you're having in that leaf sample. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, but man, it's only 10, 14 bucks to send that leaf sample off. So that's another trick you can do, is send off a forage sample to get that done and check on your corn. Because you want your corn to make the most sweet corn it can. So once it pollinates and gets past that stage, you're kind of limp. It is what it is. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.